Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that. We have another 2 hours to go back here in the meat locker, meat closet, hang meat, meat locker. Why does meat locker sound wrong? Meat locker, okay. We have Robbie and Alex Flores. We have David Wayne this hour. Feel free to get in and get heard. We have open segment. I got a little trivia for you as well. By the way, you don't need to have been a great player to be a great manager. Obviously, Tony La Russa, Jim Leland. I mean, the list goes on and on. Or a great football player, or even played football. Like Todd Haley and some other guys, like Mike McDaniel. But when you're a pundit, you don't need to have been a great player either. If you have great things to say and analysis. But if you were, like, the worst player to ever play for the team, I kind of think I don't want to hear from you. And there's a guy named Jamie O'Hara. We would say Jamie O'Hara over here. What's interesting is that I interviewed a woman last year who was on some sort of reality love island, and he was an ex-footballer. And I said, you do know that guy sucked, right? As a Tottenham fan, Jamie O'Hara for about a year and a half tortured me because he was so bad and they finally got rid of him. But now he's a pundit and he contradicts himself week to week saying, oh, they're going to win the league. Oh, no, the London Derby next year against Millwall. He's absolutely insufferable, but maybe this is why he works, is because he gets people like me pissed off. But the worst player I've ever seen play for Tottenham, and that's saying something because I saw Danny Rose and Scott Parker and some others. Jamie O'Hara has the stupidest things to say. You're not supposed to like rank on other guys who do this. He is the stupidest guy I've ever heard, and he's the worst player I ever saw. But maybe that's why they have him on the air. So he'll say dumb stuff and then get people to react. So I guess you win, Jamie. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at a regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our great pleasure to welcome to the show filmmakers Robbie and Alex Flores, and they are here to talk about their film entitled The In-Between, which will be premiering on February 10th. This will be on PBS. And Robbie, let's start with you. I know you directed this, and it's a tribute to your brother. It's about life on the border. There's a lot going on there. Tell us about the impetus and the genesis of the film, please.
Thank you so much, Rick. And it was a time. The movie started in production in 2017, and it was right after the 2016 election, and at the time I was working in the newsroom in New York, and just like next to all the news editors. I was working on a different show, but like I was next to all the news editors, just constantly going over like the sound bites of the day, and the big topic was the border as it tends to come up in elections, and just the way that it was talked about just felt so foreign to my experience and my how I grew up there. And so like the original sort of impetus was that I wanted to go back home and make a movie about what it actually looked like to grow up there and to be there. And it started like that. At first it was sort of like a tale of two cities, just kind of like filming with like the mayors of each town and businesses on both sides, and just kind of like giving a glimpse into how the border actually functions. But after a while, I was just kind of like, this is super interesting in a very nerdy way to me, but it's kind of boring to just like watch as a movie. I decided to focus on like, just like writers write what they know. I'm like, well, what I know about this place is growing up. You know, I've never been an adult here. I grew up here, and that's what I can really talk about. And so it started to morph into this sort of portrait of childhood, right in the middle of two countries, of two cultures, of two languages, and how that shapes your identity. And so in the beginning, we were, you know, at that point, Alex and I were filming, you know, collecting basically all the characteristic moments of what it looks like to grow up on the border. And then when we got shut down in 2020 because of the pandemic, we had all this footage. We had to stop filming with some of the kids that we had been filming with. And so it was just kind of like a moment for us to pause and to be like, how do we continue to tell this story with the footage and everything that we have right now? Because we had been filming for quite some time at that point. And we had an amazing writing consultant, Barbara Cigarroa, that is also, you know, from her family's from Laredo, the border town next door to us. And she was like, you know, all these scenes and all these moments that you're showing are sweet, but I don't understand why I should care. And I'm like, Barbara, you're from there. Like, this is so important to me, but I've never seen it this way. And once we started talking and I opened up to her about our brother Marcelo, she's like, now I understand why you're focusing on why you want to share this and how I should be looking at this as an audience. And so she really encouraged me and Alex and me together to pour, you know, the personal side of it for us, which was always there, but it wasn't anything that we were including in the movie. And so in the end, I basically let my diary kind of be the guiding part of the becomes a narration that kind of brings it all together.
That's a great answer. And, you know, Alex, Alejandro Flores is with us as well. And Alex, when, you know, I had a friend that went to UTEP and they'd always say, watch out on the other side of the fence, that's Ciudad Juarez. And that's a living hell. But you could see children over there. It's like there are families there. And it just, and especially now with this new administration, I mean, swapping fire across the border. And we know that a lot of times leaders will just blame immigrants on everything and that will get them votes. I mean, it's really a very tenuous time that we're kind of returning to again, aren't we?
Yeah, it's not like we haven't been here before. Like Robbie said, you know, the inspiration and impetus to tell the story started in 2016. Because of the, Robbie and I like to rewatch this video a lot, but it's the Danger of the Single Story, by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And it's this really, relevant and beautiful, description of what happens when a group of people, a society, a government just tells the same story over and over about a person, a place, a culture. The reality starts to become that story in people's minds, and it starts to shape what it looks like. But for us, you know, the border, you know, growing up, we always heard, you know, like when we turn on the news or when we look at pop culture, TV shows and movies about the border, we always saw the same stories being told about danger and cartels and trauma. And it's not to say that doesn't happen, but that wasn't our experience growing up with it. And so we thought we need to tell another story, one that's more relevant and connected to the experience that we had growing up there, because a lot of people that are from there are going to connect to this. And so I think in this time that we're back here again, and what we need more than ever is to hear stories from different people, from different sources, from perspectives that are central to the topic that's being talked about. And so it's really exciting that, you know, that the film is going to be on PBS. And for us, you know, this is, it's a win for our community. It's a win for the border. And it isn't something isolated that we are doing on our own. Like, this isn't just a, you know, our own personal experience telling a story of, you know, that's personal and authentic to us. But there are other filmmakers along the border that are also telling these beautiful stories about coming of age, documentary films like Going Varsity in Mariachi that takes place in McAllen in the Rio Grande Valley area. Hummingbirds is another film that takes place in Laredo, of these two high school women, two high school girls that are about to graduate and figuring out what to do with their lives after the summer. And so I feel like it's these different stories that are helping paint a broader, more authentic picture of what it looks like to be in this place. And yeah, we're super excited to engage in conversations with people about it and for more people to know different stories about the border.
Well, everyone should check this out. The In-Between, premiering on February 10th on PBS and the PBS app, as these filmmakers, Robbie and Alex Flores, return to Eagle Pass, which is right there on the Rio Grande across from Piedras Negras. Listen, you two, congratulations on this film, and thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we got some open lines at 1-800-878-PLAY.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Bright white under a troll face. Left brown, status quo. Face cut upon the face. Now a soap play on his wall. It calls me bloodlust for. Bloody lust to kill its fun. And the power that he feels. When he pulls the trigger of his gun. But he doesn't kill the food and he doesn't kill the meat. Until Mr. Tuggis.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And by the way, happy Chinese New Year. And it is the year of the snake. It says last seen in 1965, which is the year I was born. That can't be true, isn't it, every 12 years? Oh, sorry, the wood snake. I guess the snake that lives in the woods, in the wood pile. Speaking of wood piles, I don't know what that means. Let's go to my main man, Christian, out in Galveston County, Texas. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I mean, I'm doing all right after having to deal with my first snowfall, my first true snowfall last week. But hey,
wow,
it's the first time for everything.
Did Ted Cruz leave?
Oh, Lord. I wish he did.
What's on your mind, my man?
So when it comes down to the Rockets, I know that, you know, a lot of people are probably going, I mean, I will not be surprised if on Thursday the Rockets won't even get a reserve, but they're basically, I mean, I wouldn't say they're world beaters either, but still, though, when it comes down to the Rockets, would you say that they're the team that gets little to no respect in the league right now?
Well, I know that, was it the kid from Oakland, Amen Thompson, said he felt like Kobe hit that game-winning shot, and I'm excited for him, and they're on a great run right now. They've got a lot of young talent on that team. But yet, on the other hand, you know, you got to prove it in the second season. And I think if Houston can do that, then, yeah, none they're cooking with gas. But I think we'll wait to see what happens in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to the playoffs. But, hey, when your PA announcer hasn't – I mean, when the PA announcer hasn't had the opportunity to do a playoff game in over 10 years – I mean, and the fact that your fans have been starving for quite a while, a decade and a half, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockets do get that type of energy in the playoffs that they desperately need.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's definitely what you had going on there for a while. I mean, it was not, as you know, it was not good there for a few years.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, to be honest, when it comes down to the All-Star selections, I mean, do you think it's kind of shocking that the Warriors have two All-Star? Well, do you think it's kind of shocking that Steph Curry's even announced for the All-Star game at all, despite the fact that the Warriors are barely getting into the playoff picture?
No, because Steph Curry, it's about stars, and Steph Curry is one of the biggest stars in the history of the NBA. That's the guy everybody wants to see. And that's what happens a lot with All-Star games. It's who do we want to see, not how is their team doing right now. And if there's any sport that's about individuals, I mean, there are so many people around the world that are a Steph Curry fan that couldn't give a damn about the Warriors once he leaves. They're not Warrior fans. They just have his jersey on. So I'm not surprised. Now, you have to have Steph Curry, even if he's not scoring 35 a game.
I mean, it's pretty obvious, especially considering the fact that those are the same stands that follow LeBron everywhere he goes.
The same what?
Stands. Standard fans.
Oh, standard fan. I don't know that term, but remember, I'm old.
I mean, come to think of it, you could ask Dominic during the commercial. I'm pretty sure he'll know what those are.
Do you know what that means? Stans?
Yeah, that's hardcore devotee fans.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
Right. But still, though, another thing I want to talk about is when it comes down to the Super Bowl. I mean, I think the only thing I'm really excited for, actually two things. One, that it's going to be streaming for free on Tubi. The other, that Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing the halftime show. But from a perspective of, you know, favorite team going to the Super Bowl, which unfortunately the Texans are not, because they got whooped by the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that people should start realizing, hey, we got a dynasty on our hands when it comes down to the Chiefs versus somebody that could easily break them off in revenge in the Eagles?
Well, I think the entire country is so sick of, and it's nothing personal. I don't think about Taylor Swift and Mahomes. It's just enough already. You know, we get it. You guys are good. We get it. But other than that, you know, and the Chiefs are quite happy to keep everybody sick. They'll keep it going as long as they can. But yeah, no, the country is more than fed up with this dynasty for sure.
Of course they are, especially when you got the same team going to the Super Bowl. What, about each of the last 5 years?
Well, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has been in the league 7 years, and every year he has gone to at least the title game, all 7 years.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
as full-time starter.
Yeah. Crazy, considering the fact that the dude only been in the league for, what, about a decade?
I think he's been in the league for 8 years, yeah.
Wow. That is incredible, but it's still very annoying, to be honest, especially for me being a Texan. And, I mean, it's like, how the hell are you going to be able to beat them, right?
Well, I mean, look, we've never had a team win 3 times in a row, and Philadelphia has everything you would ever want, but there's just something about the Chiefs, you know? And I want to bet against them, but every year I don't, because I just know that they're going to somehow, some way, and you can say the refs are helping, but somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to win the game.
Exactly. And another thing I do want to talk to you about before I get off, it is about the fact that the Super Bowl is being put on free streaming on Tubi for the first time. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about the fact that, you know, people are going to be watching the Super Bowl for free in more ways than one without having to really pay extra?
Well, I might be wrong here, but isn't it free anyway on network TV? Isn't it on Fox?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so I don't need Tubi for that. I mean, I'll just watch it on Fox, right? Or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, but, you know, in order to enjoy the full 4K experience, and I don't know, maybe they're going to have some type of way to watch other programming aside from it.
I think what it is, Christian, I think what it is, and I probably am wrong, but it's just, it's a way to watch it on your phone if you don't have, you know, like I have Fubo, so you're not paying for the streaming service. But I think people who are at home will just watch it on Fox, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be honest, either way, I'll be able to enjoy it without having to deal too much with all the, you know, backlash that Fox gets for all the, you know, Trump speak.
You think they're gonna do Fox News during the Super Bowl?
Oh God! The second they do that, I will turn my TV off or watch something else.
I never.
But other than that,
I never even thought of that. I seriously doubt that they would, because, as you say, they are in danger of losing a big chunk of audience. So I don't think they'll be getting into any Trump stuff. But then again, who knows?
Yeah. Of course. But other than that, it's been fun talking to you as always. I hope to talk to you more on social media at Rick Tittles.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Christian. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. That's Christian out there in Galveston County, Texas. Look, what they're going to do is they're going to push the agenda of their shows. And as I said, I don't know what the Fox show is, but whoever the stars are, they're going to be sitting. It's just like they do it during the World Series. I remember whatever show Rob Lowe was on, he was wearing a hat that said NFL on it, which I give him credit. It's just like, it's like a referee's hat. And it's like, I'm not saying allegiance to any team. I'm just saying that I like the NFL. And it's like, okay, NFL hat it is. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. We will take a quick break, and we'll come back with David Wayne. If you don't know the name, he has been involved with so many hilarious shows over the years, and he will be in town as part of Sketchfest as well. So come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Ah, that hurts my feelings. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show comic mastermind David Wayne. He's going to be here for Sketchfest this weekend, and boy is he. He's got two shows on Saturday. He has three on Sunday. David, welcome back to the show. Do you, I guess you said yes to everything, and now are you like, oh, damn, what have I done?
Well, first of all, hello, good to be back. Sketchfest is always just such a jam-packed whirlwind, that I kind of have resigned myself to that every year. I feel like I've gone the last 55 years. But yeah, this weekend is a pretty insane one, but I'm excited. I'm genuinely excited about each thing we're doing, and each one is very different from the other.
I'm a few years older than you. I'm the only person to go to Cleveland for spring break. It was in '85. I went to a Chuck Berry concert in Terminal Tower, if you can believe it. And
that sounds amazing.
I stayed with a friend in Cleveland Heights, and I remember them saying, "This is a really nice neighborhood, but it's nothing compared to Shaker Heights." Since you're from there, your thoughts on that?
I'm from Shaker Heights, and we had a big rivalry with Cleveland Heights, and Heights High was the high school, so we always said Heights Bites. but yes, I'm proud native of that suburb.
Now, as I'm looking through your show Saturday, your first one, I'm seeing names like Rob Corddry. The second one, I'm seeing Ken Marino, who I think is a genius as well. The next day, you're going to be sitting down with Catherine Hahn, just the two of you. I mean, it's a whirlwind where you're hosting, you're on a panel, you're talent, maybe singing and dancing, just showing what quadruple threat you are then.
Well, I feel like any audience member that comes to all five shows, come to me at the end of the last one and I will give you a free lollipop.
All right, very good. Over the years, your buddy Michael Ian Black has been in studio with me here in San Francisco several times, and I was always a fan of the state and Stella, and it's amazing to me when I look back at you guys at NYU how many stars came out of it, because usually, you know, there's a dud, you know, you'll find Justin Timberlake and the rest can go in a band. How is it was it just a convergence of the planets aligning that you had so many talented people at the same time?
I think so. I mean, there was 11 of us that all got together at NYU when we formed that group, The State, as 18-year-olds, and we just really learned together the craft, and we had a sensibility that seemed shared from before we even met, and it was very lucky. And now, as it turns out, every one of us has continued to go on and become our own kind of industry in the business, and yet we still work together as a group, and we're doing a brand new piece on Sunday at 1 o'clock with The State, and that's Carrie Kenny and Thomas Lennon from Reno 911 and Joe Latrullio and Ken Marino and myself, and it's going to be awesome.
last year at Sketchfest, I went to see David Cross and Thomas Lennon featured, and he basically jumped off the stage and he just started screwing with everyone in the audience. And normally I hate crowd work, but I have to say it was gold.
Well, he's one of the funniest people on earth, so yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's going to be singing. Tom Lennon's also going to be singing with us and the Middle Aged Dad Jam Band on Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Great American Music Hall.
Yeah, that's a great venue. Of course, Officer Dangle for people who are trying to picture him right now. David Wayne is with us, and I just picture like you calling Michael Showalter like, I don't know, once a week and just saying, how about this, how about that, like pitching ideas at each other. Does that still happen?
Yeah, I mean, all of us in the group sort of, we think of each other first for any ideas we have for projects and movies and TV shows or live shows, just because we have this shorthand and history together. And so, yeah, that is kind of what happens all the time. We're like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? You know, we're doing a big benefit performance for the LA fires coming up in February. And, you know, the first people I always think to call are the core family from back in the 80s.
When you first did the first Wet Hot American Summer, and it's such a great cast. What, at that time, because Elizabeth Banks is so beautiful, but who knew that she had this fantastic comic timing as well? Did you know that already about her at the time, or did she kind of find her way there?
Well, I only met her because when she auditioned for that movie, and as soon as she walked in the room, I could see she was definitely super special. Like, she had a certain presence about her that was – nothing about her success has surprised me. I mean, and she's gone on to be – a truly fine director as well, and producer, and just force of nature. And she's not, it doesn't surprise me. She's a really wonderful person in real life, and so talented.
And I wanted to ask you about Paul Rudd too, as you worked with him for so many movies. Like, if you made a movie now and you didn't offer him the lead role automatically, would he be offended?
I hope so. I've tried to squeeze him in every movie one way or another, because he is definitely a good luck charm. And he's also just, you know, one of those guys that no matter what you do or what you write, he'll find a way to elevate it and give you something 10 times better than what you thought it would be.
I also really liked A Futile and Stupid Gesture. And I know you directed that. Yeah, I remember at the time Joel McHale came on to talk about it, and I thought he was great. He seems to me, like, just talking to him, he seems like a really good guy as well. And I like Will Forte, and I are, you know, he grew up in a town right next to mine. I've always rooted for him. And it was cool just to see, you know, who Doug Kenny was and how that all came together and how, you know, kind of SNL came out of it. Was that your idea to do a movie about Doug Kenny?
Just to educate your audience, what we're talking about, this is a movie that's on Netflix that's a biopic about Doug Kenny, who was the guy who founded the National Lampoon and did the movie Animal House and Caddyshack and kind of laid the groundwork for modern comedy. It was not my idea. A producer that we worked with, Peter, and then these two guys, Colton and Abood, had found the book that was the bio of Doug Kenny, and thought that I would be equally, sort of just as interested in them as in telling the story and finding those roots, which I was. And then from that point on, we all worked together as a team to craft the version of the story that we'd want to tell on the screen. And it was like a 10-year labor of love to put that together. And I am thrilled how it came out. I thought Will Forte was wonderful in the lead. And as you mentioned, Joel McHale as Chevy Chase. And, yeah.
So as we look to all your shows and go to sfsketchfest.com to check out the schedule, as I mentioned, 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, the Middle-Aged Dad Jam Band, which you guys started in the pandemic, how are you as a drummer, honestly?
Honestly, I'm getting better all the time. I just was sort of a hobbyist dad drummer. But then we started playing in this band called the Middle-Aged Dad Jam Band, and we've ended up doing a lot of stuff and touring the country. And we have a couple ringer pros in the band, the piano player and the trumpet player. And so the rest of us have really needed to up our game. And so I've actually studied it now, and I've learned how little I know, but I've also become quite a bit better on the drums.
Have you ever, I don't know if you've ever seen Bill Burr. I know he tries.
Yeah, I've seen him play.
Uh-huh. Pretty good.
In fact, he has a teacher who I know. He's all right, but I haven't studied exactly how good Bill Burr is, but there's no substitute for playing for real live with a band on the road to like really learn more about how to play.
Now, are you sort of like, I'm going to go out and buy John Bonham's Ludwigs, or are you like, I'm going to be Neil Peart and have 9 million percussion chimes, or do you try to keep it simple?
Well, I'm waiting for the middle-aged dad jam band to be a for-profit operation, and then I'll consider such things.
And also, I would probably imagine at some point Ken Marino's going to take his shirt off, unless the six-pack's not there anymore.
You just got to come to the show and find out for yourself. But it might be shirt, it might be pants, it might be underpants, it might be a girdle. Who knows?
And then last question for you, because I've been to many sketch fests where there's a moderator and you're sitting down with Catherine Hahn. I'll say this, and this has nothing to do with you, but there's nothing worse when I go to a show and the moderator is not prepared, doesn't have good questions, and it's like someone in the audience would have done a better job. So I know you want to be ready to go. Like, what are some of the things? I would probably think that one probably has you more nervous than all the other shows. Am I right?
It did when I was first thinking about it for exactly what you're saying. But then as I thought about it also, Catherine and I worked together and we were good friends. And I feel like the worst thing when you go to those sorts of events is when the moderator's not listening or doesn't understand what they're talking about. And I have some questions to get it going, but I kind of feel like the more important thing is to just actually have a real conversation and really, listen and converse in a genuine way instead of trying to go through a bunch of blue cards. And so hopefully I am correct about that.
Yes, you won't be doing the James Lipton, like, what do you hope to hear at the pearly gates? It's like, yeah, all right.
Right, and I won't be kissing her ass.
All right, well, five shows beginning Saturday at 1 p.m., an afternoon at Children's Hospital, Rob Corddry, 8 p.m., middle-aged dad jam band, The State, Holiday Hubbub, Sunday at 1, 4, Catherine Hahn in conversation. We're just discussing an evening with Mr. Throwback, 7:30. He's going to be all over the place this weekend at Sketchfest. Go to sfsketchfest.com to check out times and get tickets. A lot of these things sell out, so make sure you get on it now. We've been speaking with David Wayne. Have a good time when you're in town. Thanks for coming on, David.
Thanks. I want to just say that Sunday night Mr. Throwback show is going to be totally awesome. It's all about the show we did with Steph Curry this year, and I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good show. Ego Wonum was good on that show as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, David.
Take care. Have a good day.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Stay on the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox I'm waiting for. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. Jerry Bob. Hello, world. I'm your wild girl. I'm your
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right, thank you for that. And sometimes I'm worried about the dumbing down of America. Nobody can spell anything. And it's not just your and your, but it's great to be a part of the team, one word. All those things. NASCAR, wrestling, maybe I shouldn't say these things because we do shows on that stuff. But... the Cleveland Cavaliers broadcasts on the FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, which is your home for Cleveland Cavaliers basketball. Do you know about the diff? Have you heard about this? So on their score line, they will say what it's first grade math. So let me just show you this real quick. So it's 28 to 30, and up top it says the diff plus 2. So you will know what the difference is in the score. Now, the only time that would be important, I think, if it was like 119 to 73, and it's like, how much did we lose by? And you sit there for a second and go, okay, we lost by 47. Great. But the diff, plus 2. And I almost thought that was sometimes because I worked in TV for a decade, and when you're in the truck and you're getting your fonts and your chroma key and whatever, all your graphics ready, where it says score, you put XX or XXX, meaning these are just placeholders. And every blue moon they go on the air and it says the score is XX to XX. You're like, oh, okay. But, and it's not... It doesn't even say plus 2. It says the diff. What's the diff? The diff brought to you by Diff Tittle. I don't I don't know what it is. But I don't think the diff should come in unless it's like near the end of the game and you want to figure out just by what enormous measure you lost or won by. Just me. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Byline.